The Message, Debugging Your Life, by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the 70. Our family lived for many years in the state of Florida. Because Florida has a high concentration of sand, lawns there are planted with a large broadleaf grass we call St. Augustine. A formidable enemy of a Florida lawn is a small brown insect called a mole cricket. One evening, as my neighbor and I stood on the front steps, he noticed a little bug crossing my sidewalk. "You better spray your lawn," he warned. "There goes a mole cricket." I had sprayed the lawn with insecticide not too many weeks previously, and I hardly felt that I had the time or money to do it again so soon. In the light of the next morning, I examined my lawn closely. It was lush and beautifully green. I looked down into the grass to see if I could see any of the little bugs. I could see none. I remember thinking, well, maybe that little mole cricket was just passing through my yard on the way to my neighbor's yard. I washed my lawn for more than a week, looking for signs of invaders, but none was evident. I congratulated myself that I had not overreacted to my neighbor's warning. The story, however, had a sad ending. I came out the front door one morning about 10 days after the conversation with my neighbor. Shockingly, as if it had happened overnight, brown spots covered my lawn. I ran to the garden store, bought the insecticide, and sprayed immediately, but it was too late. The lawn was ruined, and to ruin it to its former state required a new crop of sod, long hours of work, and large expense, destroying that which is precious. My neighbor's warning was central to my lawn's welfare. He saw things I could not see. He knew something I did not know. He knew that mole crickets live underground and are active only at night, making my daytime examinations ineffective. He knew that mole crickets did not eat the leaves of the grass, but rather found nourishment in the roots. He knew that these little inch-long creatures could eat a lot of roots before I would ever see the effect above the ground. I paid a dear price for my smug independence. We live in a wonderful day. The blessings of our generation are lush and beautifully green. With faith in the Savior and obedience to the commandments, our lives can be full of satisfaction and joy. Yet in these days of much beauty, our challenges in choosing to serve the Lord are more subtle than those of former days, but without question, they are as spiritually pervasive. There are spiritual mole crickets that burrow under our protective walls and invade our delicate roots. Many of these insects of wickedness appear small, at times almost invisible. Yet, if we do not combat them, they will do damage and attempt to destroy that which is most precious to us. The warnings of the prophets and apostles lead them ever and always to speak of the home and family. Let me demonstrate the warning voice of the prophets. On February 11, 1999, the First Presidency, with the support of the Quorum of the Twelve, sent to every member of the Church a letter of counsel concerning our families. We counsel parents and children to give highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study and instruction, and wholesome family activities. However worthy and appropriate other demands or activities may be, they must not be permitted to displace the divinely appointed duties that only parents and families can adequately perform. Policies, Announcements, and Appointments, Ensign, June 1999, page 80. What is our reaction to this prophetic counsel? What has been my response and your response to this First Presidency letter of more than a year ago? With the influence of evil that surrounds us, can we even imagine going out in the morning without kneeling and humbly asking together for the Lord's protection? Or closing the day without kneeling together and acknowledging our accountability before Him and our thankfulness for His blessings? We need to have personal and family prayer. Special times. Certainly, there are times when getting together with our families to read the Scriptures does not stack up as a spiritual experience worthy of a journal entry, but we must not be deterred. There are special times when the Spirit is just right and the power of these great Scriptures goes down into our hearts like fire. As we honor our Heavenly Father in our homes, He will honor our efforts. We all know the struggle necessary to retain family home evening. There are thieves among us who would steal our Monday nights. But the promises of the Lord made to families who hold family home evening, that were spoken by the First Presidency 84 years ago and reiterated by our prophets today have never been revoked and are there for us. If the saints obey this counsel, we promise that great blessings will result. Love at home and obedience to parents will increase. Faith will be developed in the hearts of the youth of Israel, and they will gain power to combat the evil influence and temptations which beset them. In James R. Clark, Messages of the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Volume 4, page 339. For the disciples of Christ, these moments of building faith in our lives must be strengthened. We will at times fall short. I know I do, but we must begin again. The Lord sees our righteous efforts and will open the blessings of heaven as we give our families our highest priority. There are spiritual mole crickets at work on our roots, and we must be even more serious in our family stewardship. Let us not follow the pattern I showed in dealing with my Florida mole crickets. Let us never ignore the warnings. Let us never be smug in our independence. Let us always be listening and learning in humility and faith, anxious to repent should it be necessary. Choose you this day whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Joshua chapter 24, verse 24. May these words be written in our hearts. Note, adapted from an October 1999 General Conference address. End of note. End of the article, The Message, Debugging Your Life, by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the 70.